Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Right, Waruna, thank you so much. Waruna says, Pastor Ray, unteachable spirit consequences is like a karma. It will catch up with you. You'll definitely reap what you sow. That's why we have Bo Pastor Panga Knife Ntontoni, results of unteachable. And what do you do privately? God will expose you. What you do privately, God will expose you publicly. Hey, my daughter. Hey, gunabu pastor, panga, panga. Zebuya, my daughter, zebuya. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. And let me bring this to you. Sipo, when we talk also about an unteachable spirit, we are also touching other aspects here. And I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2. I looked at 5, verse 12, and then chapter 15, verse 12. It says, a scoffer does not love the one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. A person who is unteachable always develop ama hatred traits nyana towards love ababa corrector. I love to judgmental. I love ababa judgmental. You. Show me unga igule la sonte ba judgmentali. Sipo.
It is amazing mfundisi ukuthi their attitude they always ready to reject is kaNkulunkulu. Yeah, it is true mfundisi and they show is kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma umuntu eba unteachable, it's when he's always say good if at the left it is right, maka the right uti left. In other words, u ready to be rebellious enhlizweni yakhe. Ngoba akusukuthi mfundisi lo moya uphakathi kwakhe nje kodwa yawu entertainer ngoba I love the duty and the function of the Holy Spirit ukuthi he will teach you or lead you into all truth. So once umuntu mfundisi alawisha the Spirit of God not to propel him or to teach him, definitely he close indlebe yakhe ezweni leka moya. Then the question is uzofundiswa ubani? Ingako mawufunda mfundisi gona la izwi likaNkulunkulu ku Proverbs 26 verse 12 uthi, do you see a man who is unteachable and wise in his own eyes, full of himself? There is more hope for his fool than himself. It shows mfundisi ukuthi abantu aba ane unteachable spirit inhliziyo yabo bana le attitude ethi angangitshelani, angangifundisani.
Yeah,
umuntu oceda kusindiswa mina kudala ngazivangeli elalishunyelwa bobani. Yena we are sick at living and the year lento futhi enye mfundisi eli yamakholo amaningi ukuthi noma uNkulunkulu esho kile kuye afuna ukuthi confirm ehuthile kuye expect approval yabantu than uNkulunkulu.
Yeah,
there's someone one of us namfundisi ukuthi mangifundise mangasimfundisi moto ethi ngoku le verse lithi amapostoli I choose ukuthi we can choose na ukuthi silalela abantu noma silalela uNkulunkulu. Abantu abane-unteachable spirit, abantu abafuna ukuthi abantu ba-approve le nto ayishoyo.
Yeah.
Kanti umuntu oba ne-teachable spirit akanandaba as long as into ishiwo uNkulunkulu, akanayo ukuthi majority thini, uthe uNkulunkulu. And umuntu mfundisi one-teachable spirit uhambule, kodwa lo ne-unteachable spirit always I. You see ukuthi kunale element le pride and le pride yiyo lemenza ukuthi abe ne unwillingness spirit to learn and he is not always keen to learn.
Yeah, ne. And of course we trust the Father is doing a good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are touching on the very issue of an unteachable spirit. Let me read something Tunyolo babu.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Choose love.
Mina babvilakazi kan ngiyibona manje, but I really apologize. Uthi, hi my brother Ray, usuyakhohle ukumemezela ama topics for coming weeks. Example today's azange usitshele ngayo. How? Kanjani man? Yes, I think it is Thursday. All right. Uthi, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Will you kindly update me? Thanks, Babu Vilagas. Babu Vilagas, let me update you together with everyone. Together with everyone. On Thursdays, we will be talking about enemies of the soul. Thursdays, it's enemies of the soul. Enemies of the soul. So ungakhohlwake. It's enemies of the soul on Thursday. And then next week, Sunday, we will be talking about spiritual instability next week, Sunday. Sunday, spiritual instability. So ungakhohlwake futhi ngaleyo. And then on Wednesday, we are talking about hidden practices of idolatry. Hidden practices of idolatry. And then Tuesday, we are talking about being dead in sin. Ngiyathemba manje. Ukhotsofetsi warra.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue. Here is the issue of being unteachable. I bet there are people who would not even know that they have become unteachable. I think Ujablani, our guests, all of them, they've hinted on the issue of rebelliousness. Rebelling, you know, against the Almighty. Mfundisi Motha touched the issue of rebelling against the Father himself, not just the people who lead you in the knowledge, who are entrusted with your soul, but against the Father, says that is indicative of an unteachable spirit. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note or a WhatsApp text. You can also send us, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Or a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Proverbs chapter 16, it says, why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it? An unteachable spirit is someone who has no heart for wisdom. Yeah. Put it smart.
Hey, Mfundisi, that is very true and said indeed. That is why the word of God says that whosoever that hates corrections, umuntu ozonda ama correction nokuzondwa ukulungiswa uyisiphukuphuku. He is a fool, he is a stupid. Because when one reject, when we speak of somebody who is stupid, no more is pukupuku, lutu luwazi, no more selfie. But instead of embracing the knowledge, instead of receiving the word of God as is, but I reject umuntu alihlobise, afuna ukwenza ngale ndlela enza ngayo, no more athanda ngayo. The word of God is so clear, ukuthi fornication is sin.
Yeah.
Now you'll find somebody who ebe akwazi lokho. Instead of embracing that and living and abiding to the word of God, but I think, but I'm still a human. Ngumuntu nginemizwa, yiphemizwa ngenxa yokuthi unale unteachable spirit, because the word of God teaches us ukuthi uma sesiKristu Jesu uthi siyafana naye. So lobu mina kufanele bufe, ungabe usabu, ungabe ngisabuswa yini yimizwa yami, but ngokuthi ngamukele izwi kaNkulunkulu, ngamukele izwi lensindiso. So as it says, Psalms 15 Fundis is saying that the thing you hate instructions and you cast my words behind you. Ngamayamagama izwi kaNkulunkulu, so clear that you shall not commit adultery, but you take that, you put it behind you.
you continue to do. You have an unteachable spirit. You know, kubhlungu ukuthi umuntu abe alazi iqiniso noma itsheliwe, but continue ukuba enze into ayenze. A repeated mistake is no longer a mistake. It means that you refuse to learn. Mm. You know, only a fool can never be able to learn from their mistakes. And the word of God is there to guide us.
Mm.
And God has set before us men and women of God who can teach us, who can guide us. So if we umangabe singakhona ukulalela izinqelo zikaNkulunkulu kwayena uNkulunkulu kusho ukuthi asimesabi, because for us, in order ukuba sikwazi ukwamukela izwi kaNkulunkulu, we should be trembling in the presence of the Almighty God. Kangangokuthi uze uzibone ukuthi I cannot ukuthi ngizingcolise. You have an unteachable spirit uma ngabe wena you know exactly ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu, do not be drunk with wine but be filled with the Holy Spirit. But when out of festive December, I must enjoy myself. What is that? You are stubborn and you are unteachable and you are unwilling to grow. The problem is that with unteachable spirit, you can never grow spiritually. You keep on dragging yourself back and back. Because ngalesi kathi no January so ufuna ukuyofasta for my 21 days for my what. So ufuna ukuthi ngilungisa lezi zinto, but izinto obuzazi that you have rejected. And you end up putting yourself ekhlungwini lobo ungafuni. Engabe you are growing spiritually and God takes you from one level of glory to another level of glory. But because of our stubbornness, asikhoni ukuthi sikhule. So we need to do away with the hard heart, with the stubborn heart, with the rebellious heart, and accept and receive the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from the Father. The only wisdom that can guide us. Let us go uNkulunkulu ukuhlakanipha kwalwa izweni. Kubula phambi kuNkulunkulu is foolishness before God. So uma ngabe singahamba ngokuhlanga sifuna ukwenza ngebantu njengendlela yasezweni, then senza ubula phambi kuNkulunkulu. But we need ukuba sihambe ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu, because we open our hearts and we are willing to learn.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day. You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Baba Joseph Martin Nwamba.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisako. Manje ke pastor inkulu indaba lena inkulu kakhulu. Manje lokungafundiseka ngamfundisi kona lokho kubanga ukuthi kube namasonto amaningi. Kuphinde kube namabandla amaningi umfundisi. Yilokungafundiseka ngoba umuntu nomuntu ufuna kuba bishop. Ufuna ukubonwa. Ehhe, noma angafundisekanga kodwa angaze abe ngumfundisi. Kodwa unayo idiploma kodwa akafundisekanga umfundisi. Une certificate sokufundisa kodwa akafundisekanga. Kubona umasonto amaningi lapha kwaSiphayiphayi, lapha kwaMajasulowa, lapha nekaMajatsamile. Masonto amaningi umfundisi. Kuba ngwayeni ukungafundisekanga umfundisi lokho. Nama cembu lezo mbusazwe umfundisi la. Kuba khona ukungafundisekanga lapha phakathi kwa ngoba umuntu umfundisi uyakhuzwe angafuni ukukhuzwa mfukuthobeka.
Hey madodhe.
Apho ephuma uqala icembu lakho. Icembu lakho seliphelele maseli lisuke seliphelele nje njengenyama okosa, wathi inyama okuphelele emacembeni maswati. Iphele nje icembu lakho liphele lidlule. Manje ke inkinga yini umfundisi? ungathobeki ungafundisekanga mfundisi lokubanga sibe hasasa ni manje ke lento leyo icedwa yini ukumukela umbuso kaNkuluNkulu mfundisi sibe nabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu
kan mambo mfundisi amina na cancer. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And, of course, you can send us WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Babongane.
Ngukuthola ithuba ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nakubafethu abangama guest ke studio, ngibingelele ke nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth, isihloko esithi Unteachable Spirits, imimoya engafundiseki noma umuntu ongafundiseki emoyeni. Kukhona ke abantu emabandleni abaphatha iBhayibheli kodwa ke bamelane ke noJesu Kristu nomoya oyingcwele, balifunde ke izwi, balichaze ke ngendlela abayithandayo ngokulihlanekezela. Baningi ke abantu abangafundiseki emabandleni nangaphandle, bayafundiswa abantu ngezwi likaNkulunkulu emabandleni kodwa ke behluleke ukwenza abakuzwayo, bazenzele abakuthandayo okuyinkanuko yenyama liyangena ke endlebeni liphume efana ke nokuthela ke amanzi emhlanu wedada. Ngaphandle abantu batshelwa ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, balishaya indiva, bakholwe ngamazwi abantu, bakhethe ukuziphilela ngokwentando yabo. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Singayifundela ke 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24. What matters is the condition of the heart. A hard heart is associated with not hearing, not seeing, not understanding, and not remembering. The hard heart is resistant. A hard heart goes astray, does not regard God's ways. A proud heart goes with arrogance, with greed and strife, and with having forgotten God. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 14. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. What is needed is an open heart, a soft heart, a new heart. Ezekiel associated this with spirit. A new spirit turns a heart of stone into a heart of flesh. We can find that in Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 31. Principles for personal change. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We can also find it in Romans chapter 12 verse 2. There must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. Change requires new thinking. In order to change, we must learn about God's truth and start making good choices. The renewal of your mind is related to the word repentance. Repentance is a bad thing for a lot of people. They think you will be behind in life and is something difficult to do. But dade usalele muva njengezinqe bona ke bafuna ukuba phambili ke ngokuba sentweni. Our minds control everything else about us. Our thoughts influence our feelings. Our feelings impact actions. Satan blinds the minds of the people. He puts in information in the minds of the people. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Fill your minds with those things that are good and that deserve praise. Spirituality is a life of relationship with the Spirit of God. The Christian life in the Spirit that involves a process of transformation made active within us by the Spirit of God. Those who believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is sent to them. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. We find that in John chapter 14, verse 15 to 18. The triune of God manifests in our beings and are directive of our actions, because our souls longs to be directed away from distraction. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. The Holy Spirit produces kind of fruit in our lives. Those fruits are found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. These are what please and glorify God. Invite the Holy Spirit to have free access to your mind, to help replace those uncontrollable thoughts. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Be wise to choose life and peace over death. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babongani. We really do appreciate. Thank you very much, and may the Father bless you abundantly. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Let us talk to Godfrey, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon, Babu Ray and your guests.
Thank you, man.
And listeners, unteachable spirit is the last now take off the people who do not have the spirit of the Most High. I call them, the Bible calls them reprobate. Romans chapter 1. They are beyond now a repair, redemption. They cannot be redeemed anymore. They've gone astray from the word of the Most High. This is a dangerous terrain once you get there. Those are the people who knows the scripture, who've been preaching it, to become pastors, prophets, bishops, and then they decide not to to believe anymore, to turn against the word of the Most High. They become reprobates, they become unteachable, and then nothing you can do to them anymore. They will go back to all sorts of things to discredit the scripture. They manifest as atheists and apologists or anti this and anti Christ, and they'll question everything and whatnot. Labo and labo, manje bangena ile spirit, so kuti manje, whatever you tell them about the Most High, it's not gonna help. It's done. It's a done deal. You know the Bible tells us that if you blaspheme Yeshua and the Most High, you will be forgiven.
Mm.
But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven in this life and in the next life to come. These people have taken a decision that they will not follow the Most High anymore. They don't believe, they will discredit him.
Mm.
They take armor vows with the dark world against the Most High.
Mm.
They decide, those people.
Mm.
Unteachable spirit is what led to Satan to be kicked out of heaven.
Mm.
Because he refused to listen, to take orders, and to take counsel. To Yeshua is the highest ranking.
Mm.
He had a position, but he wanted more, even to sit on the Most High throne. And then manje, that spirit is unteachable, silly, and go pride.
Mm.
Pride with angeke ngiyenzele into kuzogcina ngamangeke, even though you know ukuthi awukhodi awunamandla, you've seen the power kaNkulunkulu, but when you decide ukuthi no, you're gonna push what you think you're gonna push.
Mm.
Like people now, they know the truth, they know ukuthi uNkulunkulu created everything, heaven and earth. There's no Big Bang, there's no evolution and whatnot, but they, for some reason, so they get into that state, say, unteachable spirit. A state as he dangerous. Now the cup is full and overfloweth with sin. At least now you have full. Unkulunkulu gives you a chance and say, okay, there's still enough. He kept it with this person. I repent. But now it's full still. I got 30 action. But what it overflows, so we beyond. The writing is on the wall.
Mm.
The condemnation that follows, and those people now, nasibakuleso spirit, every second thing they do is evil.
Mm.
Every other thing they touch, it turn into evil.
Mm.
Because man sebangale we e judgment sebangale ba over exceedile manje what uNkulunkulu has reserved ukuthi i chance abanike yona ukuthi bazo repent. So yeah, that is why now those people feel that ba unteachable. Ingqondo ziyavaleka.
Mm.
Iyavaleka anything yelizwi na ikhuluma nabo. Nothing goes in. Ba blockile, angeke usabayenza next. Waste this card nokuthi uzobathandazela kwesi card. Banjalo angeke basachange.
Mm.
Ba resolved. Ukuthi nje bayekwe. Mabone immediate destruction. Amen.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Lenki, let me see, man. Let me see. Let me see. Before I come to you, Lenki. Yes. I haven't jumped anyone. Okay. All right. Lenki, Lenki Rampo, thank you so much, Lenki. Says, Dumelang bonta temrening, unteachable spirit, kimanga, lepele tatafetsing, ever dang. Hmm? Very negative attitude towards correction, severe stubbornness, and utter refusal to accept the gospel truth. Lenki Rampo, thank you so much. You have nailed it on the head, I tell you. This is how it is. Man, in Cape Town, I was with this man, and a really good time we had. Check this out. He plays the acoustic. He's left-handed, like me. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. An unteachable spirit is the topic tonight.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067 0800-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Jonathan Butler there. You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also. Let's hear what you say. The very notion of unteachableness, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from you. And of course, tell us also as to perhaps maybe some of the experiences you've had about this, the very aspect of being unteachable. 012-334-1322. You can drop us a voice note also there on the WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. When we also look into the very notion of unteachableness, I'm going back to Exodus, chapter 9, verse 21. But he who did not regard the word of the Elohim left his servants and his livestock in the field. Unteachableness implies also having no regard. Ukungahloniphi izwi likaNkulunkulu. Jabu?
Yes, indeed, my friend. Because of, obviously, the Father speaks through his word.
Mm.
If I take no regard of his word, it means that I despise his instruction or I reject his instruction.
Mm.
And that's just also a proof that I am unteachable. That means I cannot take instructions from the Father. And if I cannot take instructions from the Father, so it means I cannot fulfill his will. Therefore, as I was saying even at first, that will hinder my growth spiritually.
Mm.
That will hinder my growth in the things of the Father, the calling upon my life, and that which the Father actually purposed for me to fulfill on this earth.
Mm.
I will not be able to because I'm not taking heed the instructions, which is the pathway or the compass for me how to navigate, you know, the journey that he has set for me. So, but without hearing from his word, it means that I will be lost, you know. I will be lost. There is a scripture that says there is a way that actually seems good before the eyes, but its end result is destruction.
Mm.
You'll find myself following ways that are appealing to me or my desires or, you know, my goals, my dreams, my ambitions, and follow those paths, only to find out that the end results of all those paths are destruction. And I despised the path of the Father that was leading me to him, that was directing me to live in a manner that glorifies him. So that also really just the signs of being unteachable when you cannot take the instructions according to Exodus, as you've quoted, my friend, from verse 21, Exodus 9:21. So another also thing that I'd like to add also, my friend, about being unteachable.
Mm.
It's also when we like, as I said at first, like, you know, we cannot be people who are discipled, you know. We cannot be people who really are taught easier or easily, even at work, you know, like I cannot be taught, I cannot be told, even if maybe, let's say, I'm in the position of leadership or of managerial role. Just because of the fact that I'm a manager, I feel like everyone must hear from me.
Yes.
Or I must be the one who tells every instruction. Sometimes, you know, like, especially in the workplace, the communication can be two-way flow, not just one-way flow. So sometimes you find out that there's a communication that comes from management and the communication that comes from actually the people that are led. which is key also for management to take instruction and learn and be able to achieve the vision of the group. But because of as a leader, I'm unteachable. Like I'm the lead, the type of a leader ukuthi indlela yami noma uyaphuma kimi. Therefore, I fail to listen and hear some of the valuable points that actually the other people are saying that can really lift up the business or lift up the group. So those are all the signs. So unteachable spirit is not just limited to our fellowships or even to the church, but even out there in the world, there are many means that we can really, if we are unteachable, we can end up falling. But at the expense of when we are teachable also, we can end up even rising up and reaching out to the whole world and people coming to the knowledge of the truth, people being discipled, people even being born again because of you can learn. Some people can just appreciate you for giving them an ear. You know, the greatest form of counseling is not you telling people the solution for their problem, but it's listening to their problem.
Yes.
Some people become healed just by getting someone to listen to them. And it takes a teachable spirit for someone to have that ear to listen. Without that, if you have an unteachable spirit, you will never be a good counselor. Thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jablan. Now, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, I am keen to hear from you. And let me come back to you, Sipho, in a jiffy.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 7, and I trust you will be blessed just abundantly.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, and let me come to you, therefore. Sipho, when we talk of an unteachable spirit also, Mtakababa, I'm looking at Psalms 119 verse 155, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. It's when people are opposing imithetho kaNkulunkulu. Abantu abahlehlela nyovane uma kuza endabeni zentsindiso. Butwami, Sipho.
That's very true, mfundisi. No one iBhayibheli lithi kwa kithina esindiswayo izi kaNkulunkulu lingamandla kaNkulunkulu, kodwa kulabo ababhubhayo liba ubula, because it never allowed their heart to be open towards God's word. And it is very important ukuthi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu not to entertain spirit say unteachability in the church, because sense ukuthi uNkulunkulu angafisi ngakhulu realize mfundisi kubantu abane unteachable spirit.
Ibambe kancane mngani wami, ibambe kancane. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sabona dimena madrari, ngiyabulisa ngikamelise lo mfowethu Jesu Christ, my brother.
Yebo, budwami.
ibulise nebandla likaNkulunkulu lapho ubona isikhathi sesiyalima lakho.
Yeah.
Bengifumile kancane brother Ray. I-topic unteachable spirit, brother Ray. Number one, unteachable spirit. Labantu, they are untouchable, brother Ray. Yonke into bazoyi-criticize. Bathanda njalo ukucindezela abanye abantu ukuthi bona yibo aba-right. Nasey'nkonzweni bazokhetha abafundisi abazokhuluma izinto abazithandayo. Inceku nayo ingakhuza ngezono nge-alcohol ama-drugs. Abathandi barabeli. Ngoba labantu ithemba labo likuJesu Kristu nakuzangoma. But it must be God alone that is in. Ngoba yena akafuni ukusizwa. Abantu abantishable spirit is about gossiping, criticizing. Hello?
Yebo ba, ngikulalela.
Yeah, criticizing yonke into eyenzekayo around them. And into enkulu, brother Ray, bayaxabanisa. They are not peacemakers. They have grudges. Always, mina bafanisa nama politicians, always having scores to settle. Uyababona mntu ama politicians.
Yeah.
Banama scores to settle. Labantu abantishable banjalo, brother Ray. Ngibonga kakhulu. Ukhathi silimele. Ngibonga kakhulu futhi nange update, my brother.
No, thank you so much. Yeah, sorry man, I just didn't realize ukuthi benga update. I didn't realize it. Sorry.
No, ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga my brother. Siyafunda la kuhlelo lakho kuzeke politics. Siyafunda my brother.
No, sifunda so.
Kakhulu nakubafowethu. To God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, sir. All right, all right, all right. Let's take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Sipho, bosakhuluma sihlobo sam.
Yes, sir, mfundisi. Thank you very much, Babu Vilakazi. Sithi nje nekhosi liwinile kodwa ngokuzayo. Sibambele ndaba ukuthi mfundisi, abantu abane unteachable spirit are people who never ever bear fruit in their life. In other words, they don't have the spirit of God in them. So it's highly impossible for them to bear fruit because their heart is far away from accepting and swallowing what God is doing. They always want their way. In Proverbs 13, verse 20, the one who walks with the wise will become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. So it is very important njengabantu bakaNkulunkulu bese bandleni sikhuze nabantu abasha ngoba ukukhuza mfundisi abantu abasha especially in our days ubafundisa ukuba benomoya wokufundiseka ngoba labo bangafuni ukukhuzwa bathazilime ezitsheni bathi hamba juba buqutha phambili balo uthi those are stubborn who reject the ways kaNkulunkulu definitely they will suffer the consequences of what they've chosen to have.
Yeah, absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this, the very notion and aspect of an unteachable spirit. We are touching on that. Much of the times I can say, many people would go on to say, hey, mina, I don't have an unteachable spirit. Yeah. Akekho umuntu ozongitshela ukuthi ngenzeni impilo yami le. This is my life. That's an unteachable spirit. You know, akekho umuntu ozongitshela ukuthi ngiphile impilo eholy la. This is my life. That's an unteachable spirit. Yeah, ngiphila kayi-one. Yibiri. Ngiphila kayi-one. And then before you know it, lo muntu loyo akusaphileki kahle. Kuba yi-problem enkulu that you have can ever imagine. It's sad that we see those kinds of things. All right, I'm trying to get back to Mfundisi Mota, but it looks like angimtholi nakancane because ungilahlekele lesasikhathi sikhuluma wesipho uma sifaka ubabvilakazi laphana kwalahleka yena hayi namanje kuthe dwi 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 mari imvula yana ke lapha iyani imvula idlali so ngiyazwisisa kwesinskhathi uyayibona ngiyazwisisa nje kakhulu ukuthi akwenzeka lokhu uyabona kuyenzeka kakhulu angazi ke ukuthi umfundisi Motha ukhona usese ukhona mfundisi
hayi ngikhona mfundisi
all right sorry about that ayakhatha ama phone manje yakhatha now an unteachable spirit I am looking at the word Isaiah 5:24. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Elohim of hosts and despised the Holy One of Yasharal. Now, this is hellfire. You know, unteachableness leads to a condemnation of hellfire when that judgment day comes. What say you, Mruti?
Absolutely true, Mfundisi. If we reject the law of the Elohim, and if we do not do as according as what he has instructed us to do, and ultimately we are going to suffer the consequences of that on the day of judgment. Because impilo yethu iyabhala and iyarekhodwa even emazulwini ukuthi on this day you've been warned and you've been told ukuthi thou shall not do this but you decide to reject that, to decide to turn a blind eye uvale indlebe but kubhaliwe phansi and then you will be reminded ukuthi on this particular day I sent Ray to come and tell you to stop what you are doing, but instead you take my word and throw it out of the door. In other words, working when yako wabona as worthless. So then, now on the day of judgment, then you will have to suffer the consequences of that. Is ngankulunkululiti where there is no counsel in nation yapu babantu bayafa. So we need, the word of God is our guidance. We should take guidance from the word of God in order for us ukuba sihambe ngokufanele. And then we shall be saved from the wrath of God. Phezukolaka lika uNkulunkulu oluzoza lizwele phezukwalaba bangaliliyo abanhliziyo zabo ezingalaleli. Because today ungahlala ungangilalela uthi but ngibani umoto. But tomorrow you will account to the Father, not to go out. So we need to understand it. We need to know that. And we need to embrace the word of God at all cost. Proverbs 11, verse 14, it says, when there is no counsel, the people fall. As one kolonkolo leti, abantu bayabhubha ngenxa yokuswela ulwazi. And God made knowledge to us. He made it available at all costs because he loves us. He's reaching out to us ngayo yonke indlela, but we decide not to take the counsel. We decide not to take the guidance of the Father. And we shall suffer on the day of judgment. Yeah. So therefore, kufanele ukuthi verse 14 ubiwa lapho uthi, but where there is multitude of counselors, is safety. In other words, for you to be able to phumelela empilweni, you need the guidance from the Father. You need izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuba likhole and embrace it ukuze ukwazi ukuhamba kahle phambi kukaNkulunkulu. The Holy Spirit is guide us at times.
Ngiyakuzwa. Right, you can send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. We are touching base on this, the issue of an unteachable spirit, what it is even all about. And of course, let's listen to Maniki Kadinyane. Maniki.
Ke dumedisa ba mamedi ba Radio Pulpit le fase ka bo phara ke Amanda go block a.
Danke.
Pastor Rick ya utlwa setlhogo sa tsatsi la ka tseno o se bua ka teachable and teachable spirit.
Mm.
Wa itse Pastor Rick and teachable spirit high right at all. Because wa itse batho ba ba leng gore ba unteachable ba ba sabatleng go utlwa ba ba sabatleng go rutega o bana motho a tele ga ile kerekeng o kore le ha message semone etswa o sheba motho a ntshang semone gore today okay semone intswa ke mang and then o ntse byang kampo maemo a gagwe a ke maemo a ntseng byang and then motho le ba sabatlotsa ya se se buiwang ke motho ole a lebetse gore ke lentswe la modimo motho ole he or she is just a vessel e berekiswang ke modimo go tsamaisa morero wa modimo ka bophelo ba gagwe.
Yeah.
So unteachable spirit e tshwana kana kampo it's amaisana it goes hand in hand with unrepented spirit.
Mm.
O kila bona because gore wa lebella motho o a leng unteachable lo a leng unrepentant but ba le their lifestyles are the same, there is no different at all. Not at all. Motho le ngore he's unrepented o sentse a phela an old lifestyle ka mogare ga pholoso. Yes, lifestyle hai, there is no changes at all mo lifestyle ya hai. Sometimes a pillar an old lifestyle. But why give it to be long hori? They are unteachable.
Yeah.
And a modimo uvuale rona. Modimo ubatarine teachable. Rute, hemalin tula hare. Why is a modimo are? Harasa rute, habona. Harasa batu ruta. Huruta gilin tula hare. Campo. Resa batu rilin tula hare. Canalin tula modimo lari ruta. Ibile lari tatu.
Yeah.
Lare tlhatswa because the minute you share the word of God wa go re lwana wa na gana gore okay molele mole modimo o batla ke phele so modimo ga khatlhe ke okay we see situation ya ha we see lifestyle ya ho rupila ya okay modimo ha batla ke phele so modimo o batla ke phele so then you are teachable. And then how is teachable modimo re itse re ke nne because we na ho batlong kutlwella are bona those that don't want to listen to me are then they will call on me they will call me they will call to me but I will not answer. They will look for me but will not find me.
Yeah.
So it's waste of time and it's very painful ukila bona o rapela thapelo esa arabiwi because of you are unteachable. What are you?
Yeah.
So modimo o batla re rutege re rutwe ke lefoko le la gagele re le tlhaloganye. And then ho bala mo Proverbs chapter 3 verse 23 24 25 up to 27 yona e bua yena, then you will go on your way in safety and your foot will not stumble. Ke motho e leng gore o teachable o o tlwala lentswe la modimo a rutega e re lentswe la modimo gale mo khalema a ba khalemega. O kgisane.
Yeah.
And then verse 24 ebe ere when you lie down you will not be afraid, when you lie down your sleep will be sweet.
Yes.
Have no fear of sudden disaster or the ruin that overtake the wicked. What are you? I know you are teachable.
Yeah.
So kore o setse already gona le di benefits of being teachable. There are the benefits of being teachable. And there are the consequences of being unteachable. For the Lord will be at your side and you will keep and will keep your foot from being snared. Ke fela modimo ha se re le teachable be yanong o tsamaya ka lentswe la modimo yana kore the Lord will always be there. Just imagine the presence of God always be with you. Like kana go nana le bana ba Israel ka teng. Yeah, imagine I felt like the angels of God working ahead of you to prepare the way for you. Go go lwane la go tlosa di khopitso tlheletse di le mopele ga gago tse leng gore di ka be di tla go khopa ka mpo di rights tsotlhe tse ba go thetseng tsona tse Satan a go thetseng tsona. Why? Because you are teachable. Do not withhold good things from those whom it is due. You are teachable.
Yeah.
And then mudimo ha romela motho ko wena motho o le ana le ditlhoko tseitse. You do not hold just give to the person muthuse. Go ya ka nne go kokore go ya ka blessing e mudimo a go blessing ka botshegofatso e mudimo a go tshegofaditseng ka teng. So lentsula mudimo le ya ga fela re ka nna teachable ra utlwella lentsula mudimo. And then I'm telling you re tlo nna bana ba mudimo. Re tla be re na le e re ga re bitswa gore re bana ba modimo ka nnete be go bonagala gore re bana ba modimo e le ka nnete. Ke a leboga.
Thank you so much. Re a leboga kgaitsedi Maggie there says, good evening Pastor Ray and family of Radio Pulpit. Unteachable spirit is when the word of God is not written in the heart. I think it says that it's when the word of God is not written in the heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 4 to 6. Thank you so much for that. And let me give our guests just 30 seconds each to wrap up, because time really is gone. Let me start with you, Ekunen Jabu.
Ekunen, my friend, the Proverbs 26, verse 12, it says, do you see a man who is unteachable and wise in his own eyes and full of self-conceit? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Let us be teachable. Absolutely. Let us be humble and take instructions. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. And Sipo, 20 seconds, go for it.
I'm going to say that I'm going to make a meeting about prophet. I'm going to say that I'm going to make a
meeting.
If you have a meeting with Jesus, I'm going to say that I'm going to say that. Then you are having the unteachable spirit.
Absolutely.
If you don't have Christ, he's not teachable spirit.
Absolutely. Mfundisi Mota, 20 seconds.
Look, then Mfundisi, what you must fundiseke nje singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Jesu wathi hambani nenza abafundi of all nations, teaching them to observe all things. So we must observe all things as the Lord has commanded us, my brother.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And next week we are talking about spiritual instability. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Thank you so much, Chabuf, my friend.
Thanks very much, my friend. May God bless you. I love you so much.
Love you too, man. Water.
Thanks very much. Mfundisi Mota, Mfundisi Sipho, abalaleli bonke, ngiyathanda kakhulu.
Thank you so much, Sipho. Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Mfoka Pho, Pho Zani Balaleli. Signing out. Ngiyabingelela.
Amen. Sikhonzele ekhaya abazukulu mfokithi. Batshele ukuthi siyabathanda kakhulu mfokithi. Yeah. Awuzeke. And mfundisi Motha siyabonga kakhulu. Sikhonzele ekhaya nasenkonzweni.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessing to you, Sipho, Mfundisi Jabulani, nabalalele makhaya. Shalom. We love you so much, my brother.
Tuda raba. We give the Father the glory. Thank you for calling. Thank you so much for being with us. We give the Father all the honor that it is by His Spirit that He guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. Tuda raba.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.